Blog Talk Radio.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We are so fortunate to be able to get coordinated here, and I'm really appreciative of the effort here to carry out Juma on the Blog Talk Radio. I hope I'm not on someone else's line because we had some problem. We think it was probably the Zionist or somebody trying to mess us up because they kept us off the radio for a couple of weeks here. And I wasn't sure exactly what was going on. But we are determined to keep broadcasting if we can. But if we can't, we still have, you know, quite a few lines that call in so that we can continue to carry the Juma to the people who can't make it out. We're going to call the Adhan, the second Adhan, in just a moment and get the Juma started. Oh, praise the Dude Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله الحمد لله. Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum in Arabic. And I want to say to you, Eid Mubarak. And we thank Allah for blessing us with the festivities and celebrations and observances that we just finished with the Ramadan, the 30 days of fasting, in showing our appreciation for the Quran having been revealed in that month, the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. And we're very appreciative. And when the Ramadan passes that ninth month, at the end of it, the very next day, we celebrate Eid al-Fitr, which is the word Eid means day of recurring happiness or recurring happiness, that you should be happy. And it is a day that reminds us to be happy over and over and over again. Don't let yourself down into depression. One of my sons asked me the other day about that. And I was saying, Dad, how do you stay happy? I said, Brother, I just refuse to let myself down. You've heard people say that. You've heard songs about it. Don't let yourself down and different things like that. And I heard the prophet, the prayers and the peace be upon him, in one of his hadith say, when you're headed for some sort of a breakup or separation, you can't find something good, or if you're upset about something, turn yourself to something that makes you feel better about the person or about the situation. He actually was talking about the husband and wife. If you take a dislike to her about a thing, then turn yourself to something about her that you do like, and keep that attitude, that spirit, that thought in mind. You know, our brothers and sisters, we're going to open up the Juma today. I'm going to welcome you again. This is another caller calling in. Let's see if we can successfully handle this. I pray Allah that we don't accidentally hang up on you. So stay on the line and bear with me just a moment, and we're going to open up the Juma.
Hello. You have it.
Don't hang up. Stay there if you can. It's going to be just a moment, please. See if we can get this done now. Let's see what we got here. Hello. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Okay, brothers and sisters, I think we got us all together here. We still have a couple more callers that we're expecting to call in. But we're going to go ahead and keep your environment as quiet as you possibly can. That would help us a lot. We're going to go ahead and read the Khutbah al-Hajj, which is the authentic opening comment or announcement that Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, always used. It's actually a declaration. We call it that, a declaration. And Khutbah al-Hajj says in Arabic, Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min sharuri anfusina wa min sayyati ahmalina. Man yahdi allahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. And translated into English, it says, truly praise be to Allah, we seek his help and his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad deeds, our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray. And whomsoever Allah leaves to stray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no one, nothing worthy of worship, no God worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. And when we say that there is no God except Allah, we would just want to let people know there are no gods. There's nothing worthy of worship except Allah. There is no other entity that is the creator of the heavens and the earth. There is no other being that is the creator of the heavens and the earth. His divine existence and identity is wholly his. Nothing else, no one else, nothing in the whole creation is the creator, and nothing else compares with him. He has no comparison. He is not physical or material. You cannot see Allah. You cannot hear Allah. You cannot, he does not appeal as a subject to your five senses. Hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, touching, that he gave you. That is creation material. That's creation existence. The five senses, the responding to light, the responding to smell, the responding to touch. That's creation, the responding to hearing something or tasting something, you know. That those smelling, those are the, all those things are factors or elements or aspects or properties of created things. So let's get that straight and realize that Allah is Allah all by himself. He is the one who hears everything. We can hear something, but we can't even hear better than most animals. You can't hear better than a cat or a dog. You can't smell better than a dog. I believe the bloodhound smells something like 100 times better, 100 times more easily than a human being can sense something through their sense of smell. You don't have the power that many animals have, big animals, the largest of which is a mammal called the whale. You know, but Allah created these things. You can't instantaneously leave here and go past Pluto or Jupiter or someplace in that sub-zero, colder than cold, and come back or never leave here and be over there too and beyond that. Only Allah can do that. Even if there was a created thing that could do that, and man makes the ships and different things, and he wants to send, you know, creatures out there and say goodbye, we'll never see you again because it takes so many years or millions of years to get from here to there and all that. Those are still created things, and the ones who create something like that, those are people, they're created things. Allah gave us the brain. He gave us, you know, we're related to other organisms on the earth. Flesh is flesh. And I don't care if you're a rabbit or an amoeba or whatever, you respond to certain what they call stimuli or stimulus or stimulus. A stimulus is a singular, and stimuli is plural. But a way of saying a Latin word, you know, that's a Latin language. Man doesn't even speak all the languages. Allah understands everything. Allah is the one who's given man the ability to speak intelligently. With some effort, a man on this side of the planet can speak to somebody on the other side of the planet. With more effort, he can speak. It takes more years. He can speak fluently to the other person. Some people get so fluent in a language that's not their mother tongue or the language of the land they were born in, that people the people who are in that land that they go into can't tell that that person's not from there. That's why the top agents or the secret agents can invade your country or sneak into your country, and you never know that they're not from there. You never know that they're just there to get the secrets and or to influence somebody or to kill somebody or whatever. Because, you know, they use agents for all kinds of things. But while I'm saying that, let me say this. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ خَلَيْفَ الْأَرْضِ, that he is the one who has made you his agent. Now, I don't care what country you're from. I don't care what your political bent is or political preference or political aspirations are. You are not a better agent, secret or otherwise, than Allah. You're not a better bank agent, an insurance agent. You're not a better agent of your parents or anybody. You know, they call you a dispersal of your parents, or I forget the exact word they call it. But you are representative of your kind. You're representative of your ancestors and all that. And some people get so tight with wanting to be like their ancestors that they follow their ancestors, and whatever the ancestor says, even though Allah says, even though your ancestors could be shaitan, even though your ancestors lack real knowledge, they lack truth. But Allah, his very name is the real truth, the real reality. So Allah knows everything. He knows the identity of you when you say it out of your mouth as your name. Allah knows your energy, your identity inside your mind, your thinking. Allah says if you had a cover to cover yourself up, you couldn't cover yourself up enough to hide yourself from him, because Allah knows what is hidden and what is open. He knows you before he even desired to create you. Is there any reason for us not to worship Allah, not to be grateful? Is there any reason for us not to thank Allah for existence, for health, for whatever we get? And even if we don't have perfect health, even if we have perfect health, is what I'm trying to say, it can always be worse. Even if we don't have perfect health, even if we have an injury, even if we have a wound, even if we have a disease, Allah says he's the one, he's the only one that can change your situation. He's the only one that can change your condition. And he gives you the dignity of being able to respond to him so you can have some sort of influence on the changing of your own condition as a person who's responsible for his actions. I hope I didn't confuse anyone with that. But what I'm saying is, Allah overall is in control, complete control of you and everything else. But as the human being the top creature in creation on earth, made of the earth, made out of, got the same nature as the beauty of the earth and nature, has something of Allah's own spirit in you, you have enough sense and enough spirit and enough will in you to surrender yourself to what's right, what Allah has ordered. You surrender yourself, you have responsibility for your behavior. That's what gives you responsibility for your behavior. Allah says, whether you go right or wrong, rest on your will. You're still a created being, but what you, and you're still a master in the of yourself and in the nature. Allah says, that if you do what's right, he said, don't lose heart, don't lose your faith. He said, because you will gain mastery if you are true in faith. So if you're true in obeying Allah, if you're true with trying to line yourself up with what Allah has ordered for you, he says, you'll gain mastery over yourself, and you see what kind of things Allah lets the mankind do. We have scientists that can take you to the bottom of the earth in a vessel, bottom of the water, bottom of the ocean. We have scientists that can take you out to the farthest reaches of space, far reaches of, in our mind. This further, the space is farther than that. I hear some people say they want to see the extraterrestrials and they want to see the other beings. Well, just first, I'll tell them first, just try to master yourself. What's inside yourself that you don't understand? What's inside your own flesh that you don't understand? Master that. Why are you trying to see something way out there? And then outside of yourself, what else do you want to see? Want to see an angel? Angels are extraterrestrial. We don't live on earth. Allah lets them occupy the earth for whatever time he tells them. Allah lets them affect the earth, whatever he tells them to do. Allah lets them even become messengers, like Jibril. Allah says he makes messengers out of angels and men, out of people and angels. And Jibril is a messenger angel. Peace be upon him. But we know that the greatest of all of the messengers is Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him. He's called Khair Mursaleen. Khair al-Mursaleen. That means the best, al-Khairu, the best al-Mursaleen of the prophets, of the messengers. And the reason he's better is because he went through so much. The reason he's better is because he performed the duties that Allah commanded him to perform. He commanded them, and he commanded them excellently, in the most excellent manner. The words that he carried, that we practice, you know, he's the example. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the example for us. He's a model for us, the best model. The reason that we have these words is because he brought these words. He carried these words. He spoke these words. He couldn't read or write, but he obeyed. He was the most obedient. And when the angel Gabriel was ordered by Allah to squeeze him, to put pressure on him in commanding him to speak the words that Allah has sent, then he opened his mouth and the revelation started. The revelation that we have started then. Ikra, bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. That's the Holy Quran. That's how it started. Read. Read in the name of your Lord who created. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. Created man out of a mere clot of congealed blood. The little bitty, minute egg and sperm that's in the human life. The woman carries the little egg, the little seed. It said, the scientists say you can see the egg with the naked eye, but you can't see the sperm with the naked eye. You can see the woman's part, but you can't see the man's part with the naked eye, the seed. But Allah lets them come together, and then they begin to form all of the properties that Allah wants them to form, and they begin to multiply, and there's just millions of elements to it already when it's still a tiny, tiny, tiny clot. Another word for it is fetus lump. Before it gets the head, the hands and feet and all that, it looks like a clot of blood. A clot of blood. I hate to talk about this or say this right now, but when a woman has a miscarriage, an early miscarriage, she'll see a clot of blood. Brothers and sisters, we are a miracle. And Allah controls this miracle. And every miracle in the creation, Allah made it happen, made it so. He willed it to happen. And it can't happen any other way. All praises to Allah. So we thank Allah for giving us this Jummah, because this is an hour that Muslims all over the world, there's 2 billion 2,000 million, put it another way, 2,000 million of us. And all of us are involved in this great, wonderful happening called Al-Islam, the submission to the will of Allah. It is, our religion is based on the nature we just got through talking about. The actual, it's not foreign. It's not something made up. It's not something they made up out west somewhere and they got themselves a whole book and say that this is from Allah when it is not from Allah. They don't even say it's from Allah. They say it's from their leader. I forget his name. But there have been false religions that have come along or what do you call them, fabrications. There have been these creations of man that he wants to be, and it doesn't matter if it's a book or a statue, figment of their imagination. These things that they worship besides Allah, they're nothing but figments of man's imagination. They're nothing but false hopes that man comes up with. They're nothing but something that man says he worships or his fathers worship. And they're nothing but idols. They're false. They're part of Satan's scheme to tempt your senses, to tempt your thinking, to tempt your mind away from Allah, from what Allah teaches you. Because of the words that we get and have in the Holy Quran, because of those words, we can never be taken away from Allah if we keep those words. If we be true to the truth that Allah gave us, if we be true to the reality that Allah wants us to have, if we stay on track, called Sirat al-Mustaqim, if we stay on that, we can't be tempted away by these idols and these cartoons and these superstitions, idols, imaginings, false imaginings. Allah says, and he teaches us to say in the Holy Quran, La ilaha illallah. And our creed is, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. That creed is so strong. Half of the creed, the first part of the creed is so strong, La ilaha illallah, that if you just kept that, and you for some reason you forgot about mom, for some reason you forgot your prayer, for some reason you forgot your fasting, for some reason you forgot giving a zakat, for some reason you forgot about Hajj, and you didn't perform these things perfectly or to the best of your ability, if you just kept La ilaha illallah, that is your connection with Allah, and that can get you into paradise. That's what our Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, said. Brothers and sisters, we are so fortunate. As Muslims, it's easy for us. Allah has made it easy. It says in the Quran, he did not reveal this religion to be a burden on us. Religion is easy. And Allah makes it even easier by telling you, just practice as much as may be easy for you. Read the Quran as much as may be easy for you. And Allah tells us in the Quran, don't torture yourself. Don't persecute yourself. Don't judge yourself. Allah says he knows you. Allah says he knows your fault. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your imperfection. Allah knows everything about you. He knows if you're serious or he knows if you're lying. Just do like what the Christians say. Say, I'm giving myself to Jesus. We don't give ourselves to Jesus except that we respect him as a messenger of Allah. We don't give ourselves even to Muhammad except that, peace be upon him, except that we see him as the messenger of Allah, Moses, Abraham, Jonah, Joseph, Moses, Aaron. It doesn't matter. Noah, even Adam. Doesn't matter. We see Allah as our creator, and we hold on to Allah, and we say, La ilaha illallah. Allah knows you, and no matter what, brothers and sisters, keep faith in Allah. That's number one. That's number one. That's what's most important for us as Muslims. Hold on to the Holy Quran. He's made our religion out of the same thing that he's made the natural creation out of. And Allah says about the Quran, he's not only made it easy to understand and remember, but he has also made it where it will, on Judgment Day, if you believe in the Quran, you keep reading the Quran, on Judgment Day, Allah has given the Quran already. He's already given the Quran permission to ask for your forgiveness because you believed in Allah's word, which is the Quran. I think I was saying earlier, you can't, it's so hard to destroy yourself if you are a sincere Muslim. So don't let this world, you make a mistake, don't let this world make you whip yourself to death, beat yourself into oblivion or some stupid stuff like that. No, Allah says he's what? All forgiving, ready to forgive. He's quick in forgiveness. So if you're sincere, there's a lot of blessings coming to you. Look at how the people boo-hoo over their faults, but they don't show the proper concern for their good deeds. Punim said, if your good deeds please you and your bad deeds grieve you, then you are a Muslim. You are a believer. But too many people don't respect their good deeds like they should, but they'll hate themselves or drive themselves into insanity over applying pressure and just remembering and remembering, almost like making vicar on their bad deeds, ruin themselves. That's because of the falsehood of the Western society's false religion. That's because of the Western society's false religion, where they say one of their false gods, they say their god, I believe it was Jupiter or something, he's ready to get you, and he's ready to destroy you, got lightning, ready to torture you and destroy you because of you made a mistake or you offended him. Allah doesn't do that. Allah says, ask forgiveness. And he says, if you're sincere in asking forgiveness, he'll forgive you even if your sins are as big as the earth. I could say that 1,000 times, you still wouldn't understand. But maybe if I put your feet out there and you can be walking on across the country, you'll get some idea of how big even this city is, how big even this state is, how big this region is, or this part of the continent. The earth is huge. I think we had one scientist that told us that the earth was 6 sextillion tons, tons, 6 sextillion. Now, I don't know how they weighed all that, but I'll tell you something. It's not light. It's heavy. For brothers and sisters, if you had sins as big as the earth, Allah says he's got forgiveness bigger than that. Allah will forgive you. You might think you're not important. That's because you listen too much to them. You listen too much to the they. You listen too much to what everybody else thinks, and you're not listening to what Allah told you. Too many of us give ourselves to the behavior of the community, the behavior of the society we live in, the behavior of the neighborhood, the behavior of the ruffians. I know guys that will come out here and brag on the streets about they've been locked up in jail for 10 or 20 or 30 years. Is that the legacy you're going to leave for these children? The behavior? Baby choking because they got so much drugs out here, weed and stuff. The baby can't even breathe because brand new baby, brand new lungs, can't even breathe because you're choking him out with the drugs that the schemers have smuggled into your neighborhood and into your community. That's not our legacy. That's not what we're supposed to be living. That's not, that's all we get. It's slavery and more slavery. I'm going to tell you something about that in the second part of the talk, inshallah. But Satan has almost everybody on the planet captured. There's a few Christians and a few Jews that absolutely understand who Satan is, and they won't obey anything but what they believe is the truth. But too many people follow Satan so easily, they can make a movie and change people's minds, a song. That's why they do it. A play, a cartoon, and change people's minds. But Allah give us the Holy Quran, and brothers and sisters, if you will live with that Holy Quran, you will be safe. And in the hereafter, Allah has made the Holy Quran able to be an intercessor for you. And it says that this person, this soul, whatever your name is you called yourself in the life, you're familiar with yourself, it'll say, please, Allah, forgive this person. And sometimes it might be, you might be a person that don't even forgive your own self, but you believe in that Quran, though. Hard for you to be nice to yourself. That's a shame. They taught us that. The evil ones taught us that in this whole society. They used to have a thing where they said that the slaves are not nothing. They never been nothing, and they never going to be nothing. That's what they said about their slaves. I don't care what color you are. I'm just saying that's how slave masters treat their subjects. That's how they treat their captives. That's how they treat those who they've sinned against. You got to understand that the people who designed this society or made up this society, many, many, many of them were criminals. Their concept, their idea, their ideology, their intentions, their behavior, their acts are criminal acts. And they have not asked forgiveness enough for that. They do stuff that, said in the Holy Quran, he told Prophet Muhammad the prayers of peace be upon him. The wrongdoers, he said, don't even ask me for his forgiveness, for their forgiveness. If you ask 70 times for their forgiveness, I will not forgive them. That's what Allah told Prophet Muhammad saw in the revelation that he received through the angel Jibril, peace be upon them both. So there are people that will not be forgiven. That's not you. That's not you and I, brothers and sisters. If this society is screwed up, or if there's problems in the world, we didn't make those problems. We are some of the most humble, sincere, innocent, faithful, decent, honorable people walking this earth with much integrity, purity, desire to do right. Brothers and sisters, don't take up the habit. You know, the slave masters, the cruel criminals, taught us to hate our own selves. They didn't teach you to hate them, even though they are the criminals. They taught you to hate yourself, and hate yourself means those that look like you or think like you or right around you. Hate your own kind. That's what they taught. They would dare you to hate them. Slaves praying for the one who's enslaving them. The innocent praying for the criminal. The guilty praying for the guilty. The innocent, humble, weak, pitiful, innocent one praying for the cruel, wicked, evil, just abominable things they were doing to our people. Breeding us like cattle, breeding with us to breed us out of existence, or breed us so they'll have more workers. Yeah, slaves, few of them was women. He had first dibs, and nothing you could do about it. He was violating your mother, your sister, your daughter, your grandmother, whoever. And some of them we know now, since they got this homosexual trait in them, were violating some of the boys and men. Some of the boys and men were being violated too by the wicked. Diabolical. Or you can say these people are totally, totally giving themselves to Satan. They are the children of the devil. The children of the devil. And the children of the devil's children, on and on and on. I'm not anti-Semitic, but you can't imagine how many Jews were involved in the and got killed in Haiti during the Haitian Revolution. I'm not laughing because people got killed. I'm laughing because show you how ignorant we are. We would get killed if we tried to get knowledge. You couldn't go and get educated from who? If somebody knew how to read, and I know they brought some slaves over from Africa, and some of the people, even in the 1500s to 1600s, when they brought us from Africa, could speak more than one language. They could speak Arabic. They could speak, well, you know, of course, their regional languages. local languages, but they could speak Arabic because a vast majority of the Senegal people, the West African people, were Muslims since about the 800 or 900s. This is 2024. Those people, some of those West Africans, excuse me, and North, have been Muslims, Sudan and places like that. They've been Muslims for over 1,000 years. Like a few years after the time of Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, which was 1,400 years ago, 1,440-something years ago. This day today is 1,445. But some of the West Africans have been Muslims 1,200 years, 1,300 years. Some of the Muslims that migrated from that area and went into China, some of the Chinese over there, the Uyghur Muslims in China, they have been Muslims for over 1,300 years, just like a lot of the Africans. The Abyssinians, some of them took the Shahada during the time of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life. He sent some of his followers, because the Meccans were so cruel, he sent some of his first followers take shelter in what they call Abyssinia, which is modern-day Ethiopia. And some of the wicked people from Mecca, some of the prophet's own relatives, went down there to capture them and bring them back or kill them. And the king of Ethiopia, which is at that time called Abyssinia, he said, I am not giving you up to these people. Because the Meccans went down there with a lie and said, oh, they don't even believe in Jesus. Same lie they use today. The Muslims don't believe in Jesus. And the king said, well, tell me what you think about our honorable Lord Jesus and his mother. And the brother, I forget his name, he started telling them. And the king looked and he said, I would not give you back these people. He told the Meccans, he said, I would not give you back these people for a mountain of gold. Get also out of Abyssinia, probably before we have you killed. Yeah, and they got up out of there too. Brothers and sisters, we got to wake up. We are in a whole new world. We're not stuck in America psychologically. If your mind is out of here and not controlled by this, if your mind got power here, if your thinking got ability here, knowledge, education, truth, reality, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam couldn't read or write. But what did he do? He became victorious over the whole earth as the messenger of Allah. There's over 2,000 million Muslims now who were spawned, I think that's the word I was looking for earlier, from the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of the peace be upon him, and his followers. Yes, brothers and sisters, don't feel like you're trapped in America or trapped in England or trapped in France or trapped in wherever. You are living inside of the Islamic culture. We just got through doing Ramadan all over the world. I want to say Eid Mubarak to you because we just got through doing the Eid 2 days ago all over the world. So what's some little monkey do from New York or England or Atlanta or Dallas or wherever gonna say to you as a Muslim? Canada, Mexico, what they gonna, how can they control you or run over you or manipulate you or lie to you with their dark, evil, wicked, stupid concepts, statue gods and all that foolishness? They ain't even real. I told you, there's no God except Allah. We already know. That's our creed. La ilaha illallah. That there's nothing worthy of worship except Allah. No one worthy of worship. People gonna say to you when they're worshiping dolls and statues and robots and stuff. You know, they like that AI, you know. Oh, artificial intelligence. Oh, it's the biggest deal in the world. No, it's not. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. They just changed the name. They used to call it robotics and all of that and automation and all that. We ain't scared of no foolishness like that. That don't control us. We're not going to bow down and worship. You know how many people are scared and terrified with all kind of junk, from all kind of junk that come on the TV and that these wicked children of Israel announced through their media that they built up a media.
We got to stop being stupid because we got a media. But our media is bigger. Our media is bigger than their media. They don't have no group where 2,000 million people all over the world say Allah is greater and more important than anything on the creation that he made. Time for us to wake up. Our media, our mouth is bigger. Our mouth is bigger than their mouth. Our horn is bigger than their horn. Our reality is bigger than theirs. Our information is stronger and more powerful, and it's feeding us. We just did the Ramadan. You fasted during the daytime for 30 days, a whole month. You didn't eat nothing in the daytime, and multiply you times millions and millions of people. Allah says through Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, that one learned Muslim is harder on the devil than 1,000 unlearned worshipers. That means that one learned Muslim or one good Muslim is harder on a whole groups of societies, the whole society of nations, of ignorant people. If you stood up in any country and you didn't put on a kufi or something, or thobe, and say, who's the greatest force in the creation? Who is the ruler of the heavens and the earth? Even the dumb Arabs, and the early Christians, many of them would say, God. But you get these people around the world, some of them will say, you hear the monkey? Some of them will tell you. Like the people of Ad and Thamud and all them, Yaghut, Nasser. No, Allah is the creator, not the monkey, not the year of the dragon, not all that foolishness, the banshee, not the Sagittarius and all that nonsense and Aries and all that foolishness. Brothers and sisters, this society, can't you see the cracks? Can't you see it looking like a earthquake fault? And one day it's just going to and break all the pieces? Like Allah said in the Quran, he said he's going to make the mountains. That mountain you look over there and see the snow out there, and you feel that cold air coming down in the valley. Oh, it's going to be cool tonight. It's going to be cold, y'all. Allah said one day after he's going to make that thing like dust. It ain't be nothing. Earth was at one time a ball of fire. Why is it so amazing that Allah can do an earthquake and shake a whole city down anytime he wants to? Don't get spooky now. It might happen. It might. You don't know when Allah is going to do it. I get so tired of hearing Muslims with all their so-called predictions, and I tell them, what does the Quran say about that? What's the Quran say about that? Well, you don't tell me what to do. Minister so-and-so said this. Well, you keep following Minister so-and-so then and see where you end up at. No, you better follow the messenger of Allah to whom the Holy Quran was revealed. The words of Allah everywhere in the creation are still the words of Allah. And if you believe in them, you will be saved. Alhamdulillah, we're going to go into the second part of the talk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, Eid Mubarak. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala khairam rasaleen, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ameen. And that's just saying, praise be to Allah, and peace and blessings be upon his prophet Muhammad, the best of all of the messengers that were sent by Allah for our guidance, to guide the whole world, stay in its right mind, and to worship Allah sincerely. And peace be upon all of the believers the world over. Ameen. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Yeah, Allah and his angels send blessings upon Prophet Muhammad. Allah and the angels. And we also want to say that we're asking Allah to bless all of the believers to be patient and to be able to endure, and asking Allah to put them into paradise, those ones that are being attacked and slaughtered by the wicked children of Israel over in the land of Palestine to Israel. But Jesus, he said that the leaders, and we're talking about the leaders of the evil ones. Allah says some of the Jews and Christians are on right guidance, but most of them are perverted transgressors. Well, the leaders of this so-called state of Israel, their political lies, their deep Zionist lies, their cultural lies, their social lies. You see how they behave. I don't know if you've ever seen, read much about Israel, but they're not purists. They're not people of purity. Their own people of purity who worship Allah sincerely, they'll tell you that most of the children of Israel are astray. They'll tell you that. If you've been through New York and went over to some of the neighborhoods of some of the Jewish communities, you'll see them. They act humbly. Their women got on long clothes. They try to believe in what Allah has revealed. They recognize Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a legitimate messenger of Allah. It says it right in the Quran. And he recognized him during his lifetime. It was a few of them who tried to trick him, but the Prophet, peace be upon him, showed them they couldn't trick him because Allah is on his side. Allah is with him. And the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, believes in Allah. And he believes in the good people who follow him. That's us. All over the world. 2 billion Muslims. We believe. If I go out of my mind, train run over me or whatever, I'm talking out of my mind, lying or whatever, you keep going because Allah has reality. He is the reality. That's what we follow. We're not following men. You know, you got people, they can make up their own religion. I'm Lieutenant so-and-so, I'm Colonel so-and-so, I'm Captain so-and-so. And here's what I believe. And he make him a little cartoon book or something like that, you know. People could go by that. Pardon me, one moment. But we're not lost. We're believing in Allah, and we always will believe in Allah. I hope I never lose my mind. You keep your mind. Keeping your mind just means there are certain things that must be rooted in you that you never leave. There's certain ideas, there's certain thoughts that you keep in yourself that you never leave. What do we call it? We call them principles. Principles. Sometimes we call them convictions. You have to have a set of beliefs that are truly you. But we want our beliefs, we want our ideals, we want our thoughts, we want our principles, we want our convictions to be exactly what Allah allows. We want them to be clean, them to be halal. And we have the information and the knowledge of how to set that up. We just read. That's what the prophet did. He, Allah said in the Quran, he didn't know what was faith and what was just, you know, his feelings. What was real truth or what was just his feelings. But Allah sent the Quran so that Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, would live just like Allah wants human beings to live, and he would be the model of that. You can't ask for more than that, brothers and sisters. That's help from Allah, and that takes you to the speedy victory. Allah says we love that. Help from Allah and a speedy victory. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved it, and we love it. That's what we're getting by being Muslims. You should be happy every day. People are out here searching for the happiness, doing all kinds of stuff for the happiness, chasing their thrills. But Muslims, we're submitting to the will of Allah. We trust Allah. We are content because we know that we will have nothing but victory after victory after victory, satisfaction after satisfaction after satisfaction. And Allah says the life of this world is just one aspect of it, or the beginning of it. But the hereafter is better and more lasting, is better and more enduring. It'll go on and on and on. Allah said you'll have everything that you called for. That's a better picture than what they forced on us here in America, talking about we're going to walk around inside the pearly gates and streets of gold and long white clothes. And now, I don't know what the blacks are going to get, because I'm talking about the white people. That's what they told us about them. They didn't say, all y'all slaves, you might have a hard time here. You will get to paradise. But the picture they always drew was a slave? No. The picture they always drew was a slave master enjoying heaven while we were catching hell in this life, and we had the hope that we might get a break up in the hereafter. That's why most Christians believe so strongly in God or in Jesus, because they hoping they get a break. They still catching hell in the life of this world. You see it. How can you say this is paradise or heaven when they're putting drugs on most people? I know a lot of people are not on drugs, but don't drink. A lot of people don't smoke. A lot of people don't commit fornication or adultery. A lot of people are not homosexual. A lot of people are not baby killers and baby perverters. A lot of people are not swindlers and thieves and cannibals and doing all kind of crazy, stupid stuff. Running around the streets naked, smoking drugs right in the street. A lot of people are not doing that. But stop for a second. Doesn't that sound like hell, all that stuff I mentioned? That's what they're living in. Can't turn away from it because it's so profuse. And TV promotes it. Media promotes it. The movies, the songs. They got singers and their whole, what do you call it? Their whole ethos or their whole style was smoking weed. Singers, their whole style was taking drugs, singing about drugs, psychedelic drugs. And then right at the border, you got killers that are basically daring the people to not take the drugs. You think I don't know what I'm talking about? I've seen them when they were coming in the neighborhoods in their stacked 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 in their cars, their Lincoln Continentals, and going up to the scariest killers and gangsters and gangbangers in the neighborhood and telling them to take these kilos of drugs, and when I come back, you better have my money. Yeah, they're from Mexico. Cartel's been here long time, at least 10 to 20 years forcing cane on these neighborhoods, not just here, but all across the country, all across America. And the white man's too weak and too dumb, really, dumb. I mean, if somebody came in your house and took over your house and basically ran it as their house, you don't see nothing wrong with that picture? And these so-called representatives and senators and congressmen, y'all don't never walk through the cities and see what's happening to people? And I've heard the story that, yeah, they just do that for black people. No. These Chinese and Mexicans run drugs in America. They put the chemicals together and the distribution networks together, and then they make the people distribute the drugs on themselves as drug dealers. Think they're getting somewhere. Then when the secret agents either target that area or get tired of that area, or however they run their operations, they run in there and grab those people, lock them up. I don't see no bunch of Chinese getting locked up. I don't see no bunch of Mexican drug lords getting locked up. You see one or two, but you know there's thousands and thousands and thousands, and they got millions and millions and millions of guns, and they got hoodoo influence on their own people and dare them to disobey, because they'll send the head choppers over there to get them. You know that's going on. If I know what's going on and you know that's going on, then you know the congressmen, the senators, the governors, the mayors know it, but they're too divided and too scared. They just say, I'll just be quiet and go and get my couple of $100,000 a year, ride around in my Tesla, ride around in my Mercedes. Brothers and sisters, I wish I was having a nightmare and I started telling you about what I dreamed. I almost had a heart attack before I could wake up. I wish I was in a nightmare, but I'm not. This is the reality that everybody's living in, and everybody's going to suffer from it. But who? Muslims. We won't suffer like they suffer. Allah says, do you think your life is going to be like their life? That's a question in the Quran. Allah says your life is not going to be like their life. Allah says he'll never give them an opportunity to conquer you, because you won't be what? You won't be killing your babies. You won't be smoking drugs. You won't be getting homosexuality mentality. You won't be wearing all kind of crazy styles. You won't be lying and sneaking and backstabbing. You won't be doing all none of that crazy stuff, because your Lord, your master, your attention is on the Lord of the worlds, Allahu Akbar. That's who we are. This is what we should be talking about, to preserve ourselves. If they won't listen to us, the world won't listen to us, the they and the them and all them fools, if they won't listen to us, okay, that's on them. But guess what? We're not going to obey them. Allah said we are committing a sin to obey. The worst sin you could do is to give anybody more credence and to give anybody the attention you should be giving to Allah. That's what I'm trying to say. So we'll never be a criminal obeying criminals. We'll never commit the sin of shirk, joining partners with Allah, unworthy, evil ones. You know, some of the false gods were not malevolent, or I think they were benevolent. Some of them were malevolent. Some of them, all of the false gods were not goody-goody or nice or sweet and kind and merciful. Many of the idols that they come up with are evil idols. Yeah, even when they give them so-called human properties, when they get an attitude, they turn. The false gods have two and three sides. Minerva and Hera and all these ones. And the fornication is amazing, that when you talk about the Roman and false gods, the Roman and Greek gods. Yeah. They're lying, they're backstealing, stabbing, they're murder. Even the concept of Rome was put together based on murder, because the false god Mars is supposed to be the father of the Italian or the Roman people. Yeah. The mother was supposed to be sweet. Her name was Rhea Silva. But you put them together, he's nice for a little while, then they go crazy. And so the concept of Rome, Romulus and Remus, the twins, the baby twin that was born out of the fornication or the rape of Rhea Silva by the false god Mars, you know, the god of so-called war, the so-called god of war. What else could they be but a bunch of bastards, I guess you'd say, bastards. And Rome, he was supposed to be the one that carved out all of Italy with a plow, all by himself. Oh, he was a bad boy, huh? So that's why the Caucasian, they always was steeped, drenching with self-glorification. We say one word, and if we got the right mind, they just poof, go up in a puff of smoke. What's that one word? Allah. Two words, it really goes, Allahu Akbar. Yes, brothers and sisters, this is how we get saved. 500 years from now, 1,000 years from now, we won't be Negro slaves in America. 500 years from now, or 1,000 years from now, we will be what we are now, Muslims. Our community is only 50 years, it is not even 50 years old in America. Think about that. Look at the power that we talk about at our Jumas. Our community in America is not even 50 years old. And some of us, all praise to Allah, because of this new miracle that's happening here in America, Because we had as much or more knowledge and understanding of how to live here than any other Muslims on the planet. I hope you heard what I just said. I don't care if he's a super grand sheikh from wherever. When he comes to America, if he don't surround himself, bring a whole bunch of his people with him from over there, and they live like they're in Egypt even though they're in America, or they live like they're in Syria even though they're in America. If they don't live like that, Mecca, even though they're in America, if they don't live like that with a bunch of people around them, this raunchy thing created by the Jews will eat their children up through the media. It will gobble them up, eat them alive, because they will now be under the influence of the children of the devil and their media influences, their false religious influences from all around. And next thing you know, their children won't want to be Muslims no more. Their grandchildren will be gobbled up by the evil and the disease of the house of the devil transplanted in America from the soul of the Jews, the mind of the Jews, whose leader that was sent to them said they were the children of the devil. I'm talking about Jesus, peace be upon him. He said they were the devil. He ought to know he was one of them. Allah sent him with the inspiration to wake them up, and they called him a sorcerer telling lies. Did you read the Quran this year, this Ramadan, past Ramadan a few weeks ago, where one of the things they said about Jesus, they called him a sorcerer telling lies? Better read your Quran clearly and patiently, and try to take it into yourself so you'll get more and more protection. It's like armor. You put on the right stuff and they can't shoot through it. Alhamdulillah. We're going to go, brothers and sisters. And we're asking Allah to have mercy. We're asking Allah to have mercy on the believers overseas and around the world. And we're saluting and congratulating all of the Muslims who were able to participate in the Ramadan fast, whether you could fast yourself or not. Maybe you fed the poor. Maybe you couldn't do any of that. Maybe you just had a desire to do it. Or maybe you just wished the community well and asked Allah to bless us and protect us and help us and strengthen us and guide us so we would learn the self-control over ourselves and participate in the Ramadan as much as we could. We thank Allah for you and salute you for participating in the Eid. This is a gigantic, that's 25% of the country, of the world, excuse me. 1,000 million Muslims, that's a fourth of the world's existence. And we ain't come talking about, we can't wait to blow you up. We're over here making more ships, more airplanes. That's what China's doing, you know. Their population is something like that, a billion, I mean. Yeah, we can't wait to make more spies and float more balloons across your world so we could make more stuff to figure out where your centers are, your important centers and important places are, so we can blow you up whenever we want to. Yeah, they're over there right now. They're already proven that they're evil ones by floating smuggling the prerequisite chemical for a fentanyl into the United States. They say they captured enough fentanyl last year to kill almost our whole population in America, 200 million people. That's what they say they found. And I'm not sure that was the whole year of capturing. And it wasn't all. You know how it is. If you got rats in your house, don't expect that you're going to, just because you killed three or four, don't expect the whole nest to be gone. These people don't worship Allah. They don't care about morality and decency. No, they're still worshiping the cock and the rabbit and the rat and the dragon and the snake and all of that, the fish or whatever they name their months after, their years, year of the monkey, you know. But they're participating in year of the dope dealer, season of the dope dealers, season of how many Americans can I kill? You Muslims, they better not be killing you. Drugs and all kinds of twisted ideas. Our main thoughts should be coming from the Quran, not what the TV says, not what the style is around us in the society, not the latest trip or lie that comes out of that we don't understand. We Muslims are told to try to understand everything in your religion. Try to understand everything, what's going on. Question everything. Never let anyone lead you but a believer who shows that he's got concern, sincerity, leadership qualities, willingness to sacrifice for you, showing love for you and respect for you. If he don't have love and respect and humility, what he got? Some messages you go to, it's a shame I have to say this, but some of them are cold. If you're cold, that means you're dead to something. But you better brighten up and warm up. We got a brother across the street. I think he had stroke, what I've been told. We need to see him when his daughter comes over. Got another brother down in Georgia. And when I say across the street, right here in Los Angeles, another brother down in Georgia, he's physically blind. But I was telling him the other day, man, you better realize just how much you can see. Allah does not take the insight of a believer away. Allah sent us this religion so our insight will grow. Our insight will grow. Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was warned about ignoring the blind, but that was he couldn't see physically. But Allah says the Quran, what would tell you that he may grow in this religion, in understanding, in believing, in faith? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was warned about that. So let us be a people who bring a better reality to our members, family members. Bring a better reality. Bring a sincere love and concern, a sincere respect, a sincere regard to our people so we can be the people that we're supposed to be. We don't need no big title. We don't need no, only recognition we need, number one, is that we see that we're trying sincerely to do the work of Allah. And if you see yourself doing that and being that way, trust me, somebody else sees you. Somebody else hears you. Alhamdulillah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And that means Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. O you who believe, do you likewise, and give him a salute of great respect. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alay Muhammad. Kama salaita ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim innaka hamid majid. Allahumma barak ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamid majid. And that means, O Allah, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did exalt Abraham and his family. And O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did bless Abraham and his family. Surely you are praised and magnified. And when we say the followers, we mean the family. Family, we mean follow. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuha alladhina amanu wa aminu salihat. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. وعملوا الصالحات لا يستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا متقين إماما. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على الكون. ربنا آتنا في دنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. And in those Rabbana, as we're asking and appealing to our Lord Allah to bless our family and establish our feet firmly and to give us wives and offspring. There will be a comfort to our eyes. And we're asking Allah to also forgive us and protect us against those who stand against faith, and also to give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement or punishment of the hellfire. Ameen. Akim as salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah,
How you learn for that? How you learn for that? Qad kam al salat, qad kam al salat. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. That style make your line straight. This is Salatul Jummah, and it's two rakat. We're praying only to Allah. Shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot.
Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين كنعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله
أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعد الله الذين امنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الارض فما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينه الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم امنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا الله اكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله اكبر الله
الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين brothers and sisters may Allah bless each and every one of us. We're asking Allah to have mercy upon all of the believers the world over and to forgive the sins of those who are passed on, have mercy upon them and admit them into paradise. And Allah, that those who are not doing well physically, that they get rapid healing and that they'll do everything they can, eat properly, everything they can to improve themselves. And the reason that we should be working to keep our health, keep our health maximized, is so we can be a better worshipers and servants of Allah. Help this mission move forward everywhere we go. Everywhere we go. We should never be ashamed that we are Muslims. Because when in the strength of your faith, you're helping other people wish that they could be like that. You are helping open the doors for people who want to see the light of truth and be around people who have enough strength to speak up for what's right and to give people good guidance. May Allah bless each and every one of us and have mercy upon us. Inshallah, we'll speak to you next week. We want to let you know how much we appreciate you calling in and being a part of our Jummah prayer. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.